Well, this morning I want to talk a little bit about the Southwest Iowa fishing team. They've kind of finished up a season here recently, getting ready to start another, and a lot of participation from youngsters around the region and some good outdoor activities. Bob Harris is with us. He's the kind of founder, coordinator of the Southwest Iowa fishing team and has been working for a few years now with these youngsters. Bob, how are you today?
Great. Thanks for having us on, Jim.
Yeah, you bet. Well, we've talked a few times before about some of the successes and what's been going on. It's just been a few years, but your numbers just seem to be incredible.
Yeah, 2 years ago we started with 9 anglers, and now we hit over 90 anglers in just a very short amount of time. So the explosion is just due to, like you said, getting the kids outdoors and their passion for fishing and, you know, being outdoors and, you know, supporting the state parks and whatnot. It is... It's been challenging to grow that fast, but the smiles on the face and the fish they've caught over this last year has been well worth it.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, you don't think about that very much. It's great to have this much involvement by the youngsters and all, but it's grown so fast, it's sometimes hard to keep up.
Well, and it is, and I thank the sponsors, and I thank the corporations that have been supporting the team, and then obviously the parents and the volunteer boat captains, because if it wasn't for those people, we just could not sustain it. So it has definitely been a great thing. You know, as we add more kids, we've got some exciting news coming up for 2023 already. But, you know, last year, 91 anglers caught over 2,208 fish, totaling 623 pounds and 13,736 inches. Jim, that is, you know, those are student anglers. That's not the Bassmaster Elite Tour. That's our very own, just right in our little Southwest Iowa tournaments that we've held, 13 of them. That was an outstanding number when I finally, you know, tabulated all that at the end of the year to crown our champions. I just thought that was an amazing number that those guys reached.
You know, when you show up to some of these area lakes and different locations to do some of these events, you always run into some other folks who were there just, you know, on vacation or just out for a day. What kind of response do you get when they see all these youngsters being involved?
Oh, man, I wish we could have said this when I was growing up. It's probably the first in the major line that happens. And a lot of them are excited for the kids, you know, because they've known what fishing has done for them, for their career, or just the lessons that it has taught that they've been able to, you know, take for the rest of their lives. And even this respect from angler to angler, if we have a tournament and people come in and see, you know, we've got 25 boats in the water, a lot of times they won't even put their boat in the water because they don't want to help pressure the fish. They want the kids to have a good experience, and they'll go find another body of water to go fish. But it's more of a shock and awe that they're so excited for the young anglers to compete, and catch some fish and learn, you know, what they've learned over the year from a father or a grandfather or whatever, so they can carry that on to their family in the future.
Yeah, well, you got that right. Catch some fish. That's an understatement, because they've been catching, according to these numbers, an awful lot of them. Hey, talk a little bit about the season. I know you handed out some awards, and you got some kids that have not just gone out and had good days, but they've had good days, months, weeks. They've put a lot together.
Well, it just shows you that, you know, we have some untapped potential. You know, we were a bunch of pond fishermen, you know, our anglers were, but now we're teaching them how to fish off a boat or off a kayak. And these kids have really grown into learning how to do that. I mean, it is definitely a skilled event. I don't know if I could stand up on a kayak that's probably 24 by 24 inches on a postage stamp and reel in a 5-pounder. There's a video on our Facebook page that has one of the anglers catching one of those, and there's a lot going on for a third grader to catch the fish, keep a tight line, get the net out, bring it onto his kayak, then get the bump board out because he has to measure it, then get his phone out, take a picture of it. All of that goes on for a third grader, let alone a senior in high school, to manage that. They have just grown into become some good anglers. And again, I think that when you say you pull up to an event, other kids see that, or if they see them wearing their jerseys at school, it's just caught on. You know, and everybody wants to be a part of that because it gets them outdoors. It gets them off their phones playing Fortnite and Call of Duty or whatever. Now they're on their phones learning contour lines and finding structures and watching YouTube videos on how to you know, hook bigger fish or be consistent on fish patterns or whatever. So there's a lot of education going on without being in the classroom teaching these kids future life lessons down the road.
You bet. And you had some kids who won some awards this year.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously it was the Denny Bramer Angler of the Year is the top prize that everybody shoots for. We had a great battle all year long with all the anglers. We awarded the top 50, but the top two really kind of separated themselves, and that was Colin Rudy and Joaquin Wales. They really had a great battle, separated by 4 points. You know, like I said, those guys, just those two anglers alone got 350 fish, 1,600 inches and 75 pounds, and they battled it all the way down to the last day. They were even at the Cass County Fair showing their pigs or their calves and then running out to a pond and trying to catch a fish and back to the fair, and they just had a great battle. But Joaquin Wales was crowned the 2022 Denny Bramer Angler of the Year. In the Coca-Cola High School, obviously Joaquin won that in the high school division, and then followed up from them. It was a great battle with Tegan Steinkuhler was second, Owen Hoover from Anita was third, Colton Rudy was fourth, and Jared Hansen from Atlantic rounded out your top five in the high schools. For the Coca-Cola Juniors, Colin Rudy was your crown your champion. Jake Wales, your defending Angler of the Year, finished second in the juniors. He's from Wyatt Oak. Bretton Hoover from Anita, and Holden DeVore was fourth, and Hunter Quist rounded out your top five there. So our boat season last year, we had the junior team who went to the Junior World Championship of Emmett King and A.J. Draper. They're from the Panora area. They won the high school boat series, and they went and qualified for the national championship. And then Jake Wales and Brenton Hoover with Rob Clausen as his boat captain won the junior division back-to-back title. So there will be a new champion in the junior division this year because Brenton and Jake Wales have moved up to some high school teams. And so they'll go defend. So we'll have a new junior champion as they compete in high school. We can't say enough without Duke Reynolds, the entire staff out there, and Ken. They stepped up to help us start a new kayak series. And as much as we didn't know anything about boats here, the boats tournaments, we definitely didn't know anything about the kayak tournaments and what to expect. And with their support and commitment to the youth, we had over 40 student anglers compete in the kayak series. And the reason why the kayak series was developed was it's expensive to get a boat. It's also a struggle sometimes to find a volunteer boat captain for kids who don't have a boat or whatever. But the kayak series is a lot more economical and affordable for the students and the parents to get involved. And we definitely seen that growth with, like I said, over 40 anglers participating. In your high school division, Owen Hoover from Anita won that title by 4 points over Joaquin Wales, and Colin Rudy won the junior division as well. So we had 4 tournaments and a state championship. That was a great event for us, and we look to see that kayak series grow as well. And the final part that we did was, you know, a lot of kids are in soccer or baseball or whatever, and they just can't commit to the team type point standings battles each and every week. You know, if you don't have your team show up every week, then you lose points. And so the virtual series is you can fish anytime. You can fish a river or a lake, a pond. You can fish out of a boat, off the bay, off your kayak. And so we had the Capitals Ace Hardware virtual series was established, and 400 fish entries per month is what they averaged between all the anglers. And Jared Hansen of Atlantic ended up winning that virtual series with Tegan Steinkuhler from Harlan was second, Joaquin Wales was third, Jake Wales was fourth, and Cody Swank out of Harlan rounded out your top five. And the one thing that I also wanted to do, because we are a high school and junior program, we're not truly affiliated with a school or with the Iowa Athletic Association, but we want to run it as is, if it was. And so we issued out some varsity letters and junior varsity letters to show those anglers their improvement and that they earned varsity letters. So we had 15 high school anglers earn their varsity letter, as well as 15 junior varsities earn their junior varsity letters as well. So a lot of prizes were given out. And a lot of recognition. Of course, we recognized all the boat captains And, you know, next year is just going to be a phenomenal year, Jim.
Yeah, well, fall could be some pretty good fishing, too. You have any events left?
Yep, so we follow the school year, and so we just finished up the 2022 season, like I mentioned. And we're already open out of the gate this weekend at Viking Lake. Starting the 2023 season, we'll have three fall boat tournaments this year, and then we'll have three next year with our state championship being up at Okoboji up north. So we anticipate over 50 boats at that tournament. So again, we keep growing exponentially. And this year, we're doing a little bit different. The high school national championship and world finals are going to be in La Crosse, Wisconsin, so 5-6 hours away from us. It's really in our backyard. So I've encouraged all of our anglers that are on the Swift team, if they have any admiration to go fish a world finals or a national championship against 400 other high school teams throughout the country, or actually throughout the world, because Zimbabwe shows up from down there, and so they're also a part of the event. This is the event to go to. So we have taken this, the Bass Federation, Student Angler Federation across the state. So we're going to have a Western Division, which we're going to be in, a Central Division, which obviously will be around the Des Moines area, and then we've got a team over in Eastern Iowa that they will also hold competitive tournaments. In each of those regions, we'll have a qualifier automatically qualified for the national championship, so that'll give us three. And then if there's 30 boats at the high school state championship, we would qualify another three. So we could potentially could have six teams from Iowa go compete at the national championship for the high school Student Angler Federation. And then anybody can qualify for the world finals, but I'm trying to maximize the spots for the high school teams to go fish and basically a bucket list moment to go compete at a high level against, like I said, over 400 other high school teams.
Yeah, well, I hope you never get to a point where there isn't any room for anybody else, but you still have some opportunity for folks. How would they sign up if they'd like to?
Well, just go check out our Facebook page, Southwest Iowa Fishing, and or you can just message me, or you can get a hold of me directly. But all kids from anywhere from, you know, second grade. We had a couple second graders this year, Caden Dreyer and Brennan Wilkie. They competed from the bank in the kayak series, and Caden Dreyer finished third. So, you know, they just weren't comfortable to get him on the kayak, which I agreed with, and we allowed them still to be participating with the team. And so anywhere from a second grader all the way up to a senior in high school are welcome. And we've got different genres that you can be a part of, you know, depending on what your schedule is and all the other activities you might be involved in. But it's just it's an awesome deal. We have the trailer, weigh-in trailer, that it looks just like the Bassmaster Elite. And we try to give those kids, whether they catch one fish, no fish, or five fish, the experience is what they're watching on TV, on ESPN and the Outdoor Channel, as they maybe some of their fishing anglers are, you know, going across there with full bags and winning the Bassmaster Classic and all that stuff. So we invite anybody, and I know the kids wear their jerseys to school, always ask any of those other anglers to be a part of it, and, you know, all of our sponsors can help them out as well. So, and again, we thank you, Jim, for giving us the exposure and, you know, maybe keeping the best kept secret, you know, helping us get that the word out, because a lot of people go, oh, I haven't seen this, or I didn't know this was even available. So the more we can work with our media partners is great, and we definitely truly appreciate it.
You bet. Well, congratulations on a great season. Look forward to another positive one. I'm sure it'll be bigger and better than ever, Bob. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day. Appreciate it.